across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And my guest is here, Dr. Trudy Tate. Morning, Trudy.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me in.
Thank you for coming in. Now, you're from Literature Cambridge and you're here to talk about Virginia Woolf and reading days on Virginia Woolf, study days. But before we go any further about Virginia Woolf, tell me about Literature Cambridge.
OK, well, Literature Cambridge has been going for about 4 years and we do summer schools every July, which attract an international audience but also local people. And every July we do a week on Virginia Woolf. With a different theme, and then we'll do another week on a different topic. So this year we looked at the idea of home in literature from Jane Austen to the present day, and we looked at refugee writings today and so forth. So that's one thing we do is these summer schools where we actually live in a college. At the moment we're using Wolfson College, which is fantastic. So people live in a college, eat together, study together. It's a very intense and wonderful experience. Then we also do study days and other events here in Cambridge, which are mainly for local people. A few people will come from London and elsewhere. So the main thing we do are the study days at Stapleford Granary.
Oh, which is lovely there, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fantastic venue. It's incredible. And it's only a tiny way out of town. People think it's out a long way, but it's not. It's very close, very easy to get to. And then we also do some free talks at Lucy Cavendish College. We do two a term, typically, and we focus on Woolf, but we also look at other people from the same period. And then finally, we occasionally do all-day readings of novels. So last year we did all day on To the Lighthouse, which was amazing. That was at Lucy Cavendish. This year we're doing all day on the Waves, an all-day reading of the Waves at Pembroke College.
And you keep going back to Virginia Woolf. Why?
Yes, I mean, there are many wonderful writers, but I think Woolf is particularly interesting. I think she tells us about her time, which is a very important period for us to understand. As everyone will remember, she's born in 1882, and she's writing in the 1920s and 30s. She dies in 1941. So she's writing about a time after the First World War where people looked at that war and thought that was a catastrophe. Never let us make such mistakes again. Not just about never going to war again, which of course didn't work out, but also not making stupid decisions. And I think there's a lot we can be thinking about today of looking at our decisions, our decision-making, and making sure we protect ourselves and the things that matter. So I find Woolf very relevant today.
She's still very relevant as a writer, isn't she? I've just finished rereading Milkman by Anna Burns, which won the Booker last year, which is a stream of consciousness novel, effectively, which of course is what Virginia Woolf is famous for.
Yes, that's right. Lots of contemporary writers will have learned something of their craft from Woolf, directly or indirectly, and from many other writers. You know, she's only one, but she's a very important one. She's interested in what's happening inside the mind, but it's very much within history and within politics. Sometimes the politics is addressed indirectly, but even so, it's about what matters in life, what's happening in the world, again, particularly post the First World War. For example, in Mrs. Dalloway, Men with Shell Shock, she's one of the first people to write about that and how it affected the men and how the whole society was affected.
And you mentioned Mrs. Dalloway there, and of course To the Lighthouse, probably her two most famous works, along with Orlando, which was made into a film. The Waves, not so well known.
No, literary scholars know it well, but the more general reader, what Woolf called the common reader, in the most flattering way, I know it can sound a bit funny, but she meant common reader as in common ground. We share common ground. She was quite sceptical of academic readers. She absolutely valued what she called the common reader, and she regarded herself as a common reader, though she was an uncommonly well-read common reader, though, of course, people were very well-read in her time. At all events, oh, sorry, I've lost my train of thought there.
The waves.
I think if you don't know Woolf well, I would start with To the Lighthouse or Mrs. Dalloway. I think they're very readable, approachable books. The Waves is, on the surface, not as approachable. It is more difficult. I mean, it's amazing. It's brilliant. But it's very kind of interior and so on. Woolf said at the time when she was writing it, she imagined it as a play poem. So it's a novel, but it's also a play poem. So if you've not read Woolf before, I wouldn't start with The Waves, although some people do. Sometimes it's the first book they read and they just feel that they're just transported into this amazing reading experience. But generally speaking, I would say, though it's not the one you'd start with, it's one you'll come to, And I've been kind of coming to it and going away from it and coming back again, I suppose, for about 30 years. And at first I just found it very unapproachable, but now I think it's amazing and brilliant.
And are you able to say, it's not always so easy with Virginia Woolf's novels, is it, to say what it's about?
Okay. Of all her novels, it's the one that has least plot. Okay. It's about six people. There are three men and three women, and the book's in nine parts. And each part is a phase of life, so starting with young childhood and then school and then young adulthood and so forth. And the book is narrated in soliloquies, which is very unusual. I don't think there's any book quite like it. So it'll say one of the, you know, characters will simply say something, and then you'll get several pages of this person's thoughts, and then you'll get the next person's thoughts. And they all know each other, and they're talking about some things in common, more often their own lives, but they're not talking to each other. So they're sort of side by side. It's most peculiar. And yes, and so it's partly about friendship and about people's shared lives, but it's also about the individual. And it's how we know each other and how we don't know each other, and the kind of impossibility of knowing each other, and yet we dwell within each other. And so it's about six people, but it's also about one person and how the six are really one. It's quite extraordinary. So everything happens and nothing happens.
And you're doing three events on this particular book.
That's correct. That's right. So we're starting with the study day at Stapleford Granary. That's on the 21st of September. It's an all-day study day. We have three lectures by Woolf specialists and a roundtable seminar. We've done lots of these days at Stapleford. They're fantastic. You get really interesting people coming to them. And sometimes it's people who studied literature a lot. Sometimes it's people who studied very little literature, none at all, but they love reading and they come. And it's a kind of university experience. I think the best of university experiences, I hope. And most of my teachers are Cambridge academics. Then our next event on the waves is a talk by Ellie Mitchell called Reading Ritual in the Waves, and that's at Lucy Cavendish College on the 15th of October. And then the next event on the waves is on the 27th of October at Pembroke College, and it's an all-day reading. We're going to read the book from beginning to end. It takes about 9 hours. Ooh. It was done about 10 years ago, and it was just incredible. And we'll have six people reading the six characters, and then somebody else will read the interludes, and we'll go through the whole book. And some people will stay all day, and other people will come and go. But it's an amazing experience. You never know a book quite so well as when you've heard it read aloud or maybe participated. So last year when we did To the Lighthouse, we felt we knew the book in a new way. And also we found how funny it was. It's much funnier than you realise when you're just reading it on the page. The Waves also is quite funny, and I think we're going to come out of it knowing it much better, really feeling we know the characters in it, which you feel anyway, I think, reading it on the page, but even more so, I think, reading it aloud. But also, too, I was reading a bit of it aloud and listening to it read. I've got a tape of it read aloud by an actor. And it is funny. Woolf is much funnier than people realise.
Yeah, she does tend to, I mean, just to go away from the books for a little bit.
Sure.
Of course, we all know that she committed suicide at a relatively young age.
Well, she was 59.
59, I think that's my age, that's relatively young.
Yes.
And that can overshadow what we think of her and her work.
Yes, for some people that's the only thing they know about her, but it's not the most interesting thing she did, and she didn't spend her whole life heading in that direction. She lived an incredibly full and rich life. Hermione Lee, the biographer, talks about this is a life well lived. She did have periods of quite severe mental illness, but she overcame them, or she worked with them, or she, you know, she survived and came through, and people helped her and she helped herself and so forth. And she also used that experience to some extent in her writing. So again, in Mrs. Dalloway, she draws on the experience of so-called madness to write about Septimus's experience of shell shock. And she talks, there's an essay called On Being Ill, which is more about having the flu, but even so, when you're ill, you see the world in a different way. And that's not always a bad thing. It can enhance our depth of understanding. But for much of her life, she was an extremely hard-working, productive and well person. And as well as being, you know, sort of talked about as a suicide, she's also talked about as if she's an upper-class twit, but she really wasn't. She was a middle-class, extremely intelligent, hard-working person.
And where does The Waves feature in her writing career? Is it towards the beginning or the end?
Okay, it's 1931. It's her seventh novel. So it's in the period that's seen as her best period. You get Mrs. Dalloway, 1925, to The Lighthouse 1927, Orlando 1928, Room of One's Own 1929, and then you get The Waves 1931. And for some people, it's the absolute pinnacle of her career. Then she goes on and does different things because we're now in the 30s and she's very concerned about the rise of fascism and the things that are happening there. And she starts writing different sorts of books, which are brilliant in a very different way. That's Three Guineas and The Years. So this is in her most productive, incredible phase of writing.
And the rise of fascism, obviously, of great, well, concern to everyone, but particularly to her and her husband. He was Jewish.
That's right. Yes, it was a concern to everybody, but yes, they were actually on a blacklist of people who had the Nazis invaded. They were on a list of people who would be incarcerated. But of course, they just cared about Europe and the world and justice and humanity.
What do you think she would have gone on to write? I mean, it's a big question, Judy, but, you know, when somebody of that talent and intelligence dies relatively young, let's say, you can't help wondering what we missed, what they would have gone on to write.
Look, who knows? Who knows? Every book that she did write was different, and they're all incredible and successful and brilliant in very different ways, and we'll all like different ones and value different ones, but as a writer who could do different things, I think I really value that. And what she would have gone on to do, who knows? But I'm sure it would have been good.
And the all-day reading experience, as you say, people can come and go.
That's right. Yes. We do ask people, if possible, to book. I've got an Eventbrite booking thing set up. So if possible, just to let us know roughly who's coming and when, you know, how many people are coming. But even if you don't remember to book, come anyway.
And an all-day immersive experience, isn't it? It's like sitting down and reading the book in one day.
That's right. And if you can come all day, I mean, we'll break, obviously, for cups of tea and lunch and so forth. But if you've got time to come all day, it'll be an amazing experience and you'll never forget it.
And that's at Pembroke College on the 27th of October.
That's
the
great
talk by Ellie Mitchell on Ritual in the Waves is at Lucy Cavendish College on the 15th of October, and your study day on the waves, that's the 21st of September at Stapleford Granary.
Correct.
And you're also doing, we'll just touch briefly on an introduction to reading poetry on the 19th.
Yes.
And I mentioned this earlier because some people are very scared about poetry.
Oh, absolutely. We've had a few fantastic poetry days on Wordsworth, John Clare, various other things, The Wasteland, and people have come and they've loved them. But a couple of people said, I love poetry, but I'm not quite sure how to read it. I don't feel all that confident about reading it. Could you put on an introductory day teaching us the ABC of reading poetry? And so we've rather boldly called it How to Read Poetry. Sounds very prescriptive, but it's not meant to be that. It's really, do you like poetry or would you like to like poetry? Come, and we've got these two brilliant young scholars who are just fantastic, Oliver Goldstein and Anna Nickerson. And they're wonderful lecturers. They're very approachable. They're wonderful readers of poetry, as in reading the poetry aloud, as well as helping us to sort of get to grips a little bit with the techniques of poetry and just simply reading aloud, listening, learning to trust our own eyes and ears. And I think people will come out of this, an afternoon one from 2 till 5.30, people will come out of it feeling, I think, much more confident about engaging with poetry and going back to the stuff they maybe did at school, or maybe they've never read poetry. I mean, if you've never read a poem in your life but you'd like to have a try, come along. It's going to be amazing.
That's brilliant. And your website is literaturecambridge.co.uk.
Correct, yeah.
And you can find out how to book and all about upcoming events on that site.
That's right, yes.
Lovely to talk to you, Trudy. Thank you very much for coming in. Good luck with all those events and your reading of The Waves. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much.